Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
In my opinion, Hunt for Red October is the ultimate submarine thriller, but how's Hunter Killer with Gerard Butler?
This one's not bad. Gerard Butler, Gary Oldman, Common are three of the stars in this one. There's a Russian coup underway. Basically, an American sub has been following a Russian sub. The American sub goes into distress and disappears. And so Gerard Butler is called in with his sub to now go in and find the missing sub. They discover that there is a coup afoot, that the Russian president has been kidnapped, and there are Russian leaders who are trying to trigger World War III. It's somewhat suspenseful. It's predictable, but it's enjoyable nonetheless.
Captain, waiting your orders.
Admiral Durov is staging a coup.
He's holding the Russian president hostage. We've been ordered to rescue him.
It's the most aggressive military buildup in Russian history.
There aren't too many training simulations for this one.
Go, go, go! Wait for impact!
Okay, that's the only new one at Galaxy. You've got four movies opening up at the Movie Mill, starting with Jack Black in The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Jack just doesn't make a bad movie, in my opinion. And this one revolves around his 10-year-old nephew who comes to live with him. And Cate Blanchett is also in this film. And unfortunately, the little 10-year-old triggers something he hadn't planned on. He awakens the dead, and all of a sudden we're faced with warlocks and witches and things that go bump in the night. You have a lot of kid-friendly scares just in time for Halloween.
Here we are. Home sweet home.
The house where magic lives.
Don't worry. You're perfectly safe.
That's safe?
As long as it's fed.
You want to learn magic?
Teach me, please, please.
Okay.
Black Klansman, that's based on a true story, is it not?
True story, an amazing story, too. It's from Spike Lee, so it's an amazing story. Early 70s, and the gentleman's name was Ron Stallworth, and he was the first African-American to serve in the Colorado Springs Police Department. And he, surprisingly, somehow goes undercover with the Ku Klux Klan. Of course, he uses a body double, shall we say, because he only speaks to them over the phone, but it exposes the ugliness that was prevalent at that time.
They want you to join the Klan?
They want to meet me first.
Yeah, well, you probably shouldn't go to that meeting.
How do you propose to make this investigation?
We'll establish contact over the phone.
We'll need a white officer to play me when they meet face to face.
Ready?
Born ready.
I'm not ready.
And in time for Halloween, you got a couple of creepy ones, The Nun and Hellfest?
Yeah, The Nun has done surprisingly well at the box office. It's a sequel to The Conjuring 2, and a young nun has been, she's taken her own life at an abbey in Romania, and all heck breaks loose, shall we say, and that rolls right into Hellfest. A masked serial killer haunts a theme park that every Halloween he slices and dices, and not my cup of tea, I don't enjoy them, but certainly at this time of year when Halloween is on the mind, these two films will certainly fill the bill.
Yeah, trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
All right, trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. And thanks for your time again.
Great. We'll see you at the movies.